Matzeket. Matzeket is a ladle.
A matzeket.
Okay, matzeket in Hebrew is a ladle. מצקת המשמשת למזיגת מאכלים מוזרים, אין להשתמש בה ליציקת מאכלי חלב. Yeah? A ladle that is used for fleshing things, for chalet, for soup, fleshing soup. You can't use it to take out milking things. ראוי שלא יצקת מצקת חלבית או מסרית, אף לא מאכלי פר ונאכלים ומאכלים שלא מסוג המצקת. The best thing also not to use your fleshing. Let's say, for example, you have an onion soup. Yeah, an onion soup, as a custom, they serve it with cheese, right? But a lot of times, you don't put the cheese inside the soup because it will dissolve. What do? You put it on the table, people put it in their bowls. So it's appropriate not to use your fleshing ladle to take out part of soup that you can eat afterwards with milk. You should have a power of ladle for that, or make it in a milchig, seal pot, and then use a milchig ladle. That's the best. I remember that every year we used to make a party, a Hanukkah party, milchig, but we don't have a milchig ladle, so we use a cup. Hefshal. מצקת הבית ישוש פעם וחובה להיזהר לבד תלו מגן חלפים שרים ורואים בתוך אשר איכתו צל פעות ועוד חלבים So if you have a parv ladle, use it only for parv stuff or parv soups and stuff like that, and you can buy three and they should be different in the color or in their shape and in a form that you'll see that they're different. You don't have to have three, you can have only one, and there's to use a cup like I did. Thermos, the thermos, yeah? כלי לשימור מים חמים בלבד, ניתן להשתמש בפן לאורך חלבית בין בשרית, אולם יש להימנע מלהראות ממנו ישירות על גבי חלבי או בשרי. A thermos which is kept only for hot water, you never put in it a cocoa, right, or chicken soup. You can use it both for milking meal or for a fleshing meal. Yeah? And by,
Then you have the other issue of the thermos that is either made of stainless steel or glass.
Any thermos. First of all, any thermos that is used only for hot water, you can use it both for milking and fleshing. The only thing you should be concerned is not to pour directly on the milk or the meat. The boiling hot water. Yeah? That's one thing. Yeah? Thermos with it is used for milking drinks, hot milking drinks. So then, if you put hot water in it afterwards, don't use those hot water for fleshing things. Okay? Yeah, should you get that again? Let's say that again. A thermos which is used also for hot milking drinks, and then let's say you cleaned it out well and you put hot water in there, don't use that hot water for fleshing, on fleshing. Yeah, don't pour it on a fleshing soup that you want to heat up or whatever.
Why it doesn't take in? You're allowed to. Just with the outside doesn't become contaminated from the steam?
Not from the steam, the water inside.
If it made of, I don't know, like a hard plastic that doesn't take in, that you're allowed to.
Plastic takes in.
I thought you said the hard plastic, you're allowed to.
No.
No?
You just kosher it. I said the hard plastic, you can kosher.
Hard plastic absorbs. Just look in a porta potty.
What?
Okay. Yeah, a thermos, by the way, just adds here. Okay. The problem is, The problem with the thermos, even for Sfaradim, why? Even if it's made out of glass, why? I thought that we just said, according to Sfaradim, that yesterday we said glass doesn't absorb. The problem is, how is the thermos built? It's narrow and deep. It's kind of hard to clean it out 100%. So maybe there's milk left there. Right. So it's batul b'shishim and everything, but still, it's better not to use it now on a flashy thing.
What you need is economica and a bottle
brush.
We don't
put economica in kelim, economica.
Why not?
No, I don't put it. You put it in the bathroom. You put economica in the kitchen. And change your clothing before you use it, unless you want spots.
Oh, I learned that the hard way.
On the kelim?
You were rich as well afterwards.
And if it gets absorbed, I know it gets absorbed, things here. I don't want to eat that.
No, the problem is when the kids grab their really good thermos and they pour in the hot cocoa powder, which is parv.
It's parv, no problem. Problem is it's milk.
It's cleaning it out.
Yeah, cleaning it out is a problem, yeah. A thermos goes to the mikveh, yeah? A thermos goes to the mikveh. There's two types of thermos. Right, there's the plastic outside with the glass inside. A lot of times you could just take out the glass and you could table that. Or you have today the metal ones.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel, exactly. It's light metal. Also that you need to catch. You need to put it in the mikveh with the bracha. It's metal. Yeah? And regarding Shabbos, it's considered cliche. For example, some people don't have an urn for Shabbos. They don't want to put a plata on. So what do? They have a crock pot. They don't need the hot water. They want to have hot water in the morning a little bit. So you boil up water, put it in a thermos before Shabbos, and you close it. That water in there is considered klisheni. Because the klisheni is what was cooked on the fire, and it's the klisheni, right? Okay, magashim, trays. Which type of trays is he talking about? I think trays for serving, I think he's talking about. Because we spoke here before about trays. Right, before we spoke about serving trays. Now it's talking about, I think, trays that you put stuff on, like all the salads on, you bring it to the table. Yeah? You should have separate ones for chalavi and basari, in a way that you won't be confused, right? Yeah. But if it's something cold that you're serving, there's no problem. Only if it's hot, right? Because if you have a tray that was used for milking, hot milking, and now you're putting on it cups to serve to the table, that's not cool. I've been to houses, the big houses, so they have on wheels, because the table is far from the kitchen. So they have a little wagon where they put stuff on. So it's for exactly that situation. You want to take out the dishes, hot dishes of food and stuff. You should have at least something separated. You use the bottom for chalavi and then something separated for basari or something like that. Not to put it directly. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to use it for chalavi and basari, just put something down between. When you have chalavi, you have one thing down, you have basari, you have one thing down. Okay. Klei HaShulchan, page Ayin Hei. Klei HaShulchan. The vessels we use on the table. Mapot or mapiyot? We're talking about mapot, tablecloths, and mapiyot. Napkins?
Serviettes.
Yeah, but here you're talking about not the napkins, the throwaway ones. You're talking about the
cloth.
Cloth, like cloth. Today in most houses they don't have them. It's too easy to use the other ones, so. But in fancy places, they do have them in the store, in hotels, in restaurants, in weddings.
They're actually easier to use because you have less garbage and you just toss it in the laundry.
It's not so easy sometimes. When you have 4, 5, 6 kids and your laundry is already up to here, now you have more. Especially if you don't have a dryer.
Dryers are so convenient now.
I know, I should get one, right?
Especially in the wintertime.
Anyone wants to give me a dryer?
They're very inexpensive.
Thank you so much. You buy me one?
But then you have to pay the electric bill.
Electric bill's not that bad. They're very energy
efficient.
Very
good time if you buy the... Yeah. There's two types. There's gas one, and there's electricity one.
Electric's better.
Yeah? It's more expensive. האוכלים, okay. נהגו ישראל לאחד הפות יפנות לשימוש חלבים ושימוש בשרים וזרועות מוכרות לכל בני הבית. ואין להסתפק בניקוי אפילו יסודי של המפה בלבד. אכן, הפה שקיבצו היתר, מותר להעבירה לשימוש בסוג השני, ויש לה הכרחייה שאתה להסתפק על אחד הפה יצדה השני. So the men are usually to have separate tablecloths for חלבים ובשרי, even if you cleaned it, you washed it, everything, you should have separate ones. One for חלבים, one for בשרי. Today, a lot of people use plastic throwaway over. Or not plastic throwaway, or plastic that you put over, like the not throwaway, the thicker plastic that you put over. So anyways, you know, like my tablecloth of Shabbos, I never put any food on it. It's always a plastic over. So I can use it for your Shavuot and no problem. And if someone doesn't have, right? You can put a, you buy throwaway plastic, you put it over. You don't use the now, same apa for chalavim b'sarim.
For the thick plastic, my wife had a problem with that, in that eventually it just gets really dirty and you can't clean it that well.
Very good. So after
Windex.
A few months...
We tried Windex.
Yeah. After a few months, you go buy another one. It costs 20 shekels.
It costs just like $40.
No, you bought
in the States.
You bought, I don't know what you bought, but...
It's really thick plastic.
It's very thick plastic. Yeah, it costs... 8 shekels a meter, 7 shekels a meter.
Depends where you buy it and when you buy it, between 5 to 10.
It's not a lot of money. You can buy every 3-4 months another one. That's what we do at home. The kids draw on it, they take scissors, they cut it. Okay, a new one now.
So why do you need it?
First of all, you eat with the mapa on the table.
Right.
Yeah? So and you have to have separate
mechalavim b'sarim. Right, so why do you need this then?
What?
So why do you need the plastic?
You don't need the plastic. I said that you could have a plastic for chalavi, and a plastic for basari, or plastic for chalavi, and then without a plastic is basari. As long as there's a difference between what you eat, and plastic what you eat. Is okay.
What about using placemats? They're large.
Or placemats. Or placemats. Yeah, and by when I was a kid, my mother always threw those placemats. Okay.
So if you use placemats for flasik, do you mean for dairy also?
No.
You don't need that.
No.
We have it for both. One red for dairy, and they're round, and
some,
white.
Some people
is
have a placemat that one side looks one way, and the other side looks the other way. So they can use one side for chalavi, one side for the side.
No. The kids don't keep everything on the
placemat. Yeah, but for sandal, but you're eating at the placemat. The plate is on the placemat.
Yeah,
cleaning wise is not the best thing. It doesn't cover, the kids, you know. My daughter thinks that what she doesn't like, she throws on the floor. Okay.
Only the floor?
That's for the evening.
You don't wash the clothes.
That's just having me on the
floor.
Kids, we were all kids. We still are kids a little bit.
I once knew a medical doctor in Japan. He said, until age 99, we're all children.
To what?
Until age 99, we're all children.
Oh, children, okay. Usually afterwards, we're dead. Yeah. If you washed it well, it was a fleishig, and you wanted to make it milk, and you washed it well at a high heat with detergent, he could. You're allowed to make it. But the best thing is to have two separate ones for milk and fleishig. But if you don't have, you have only one. If you wash it well, you're allowed to use it with other...
Same thing for Pesedek and non-Pesedek. Wash it well, high temperature.
Right, very good. And make sure, besides hand towels, for Pesach is not the best thing to do. Why? A lot of stuff, times, stuff, even after the wash, they stick onto it because it's hairy. It has hairs, the
fibers.
Fibers, right. And a lot of time, gook sticks to it. Dough sticks. Dough doesn't come off of the wash. It sticks to it. Therefore, for Pesach, I either mapa anything and with this food, I said forget it. Buy mapa. I have mapot for Pesach. I bought towels. So the first year I was married, I bought 2 towels for Pesach. The next year I bought 4, another 4. Now I have a bunch. I probably have more for Pesach than I have for during the year. And they last because you use them only once a week. Once a year for a week. So yeah. Ha'ochlim ha'ucha. Oh, it's a very important halacha. People should know this. האוכלים ארוחה מסוג מסוים, אגבי משטח השולחן עצמו, ולצורך אכילה מסוג אחר פרוסים על שולחן הפח, חובה עלינו להקפיד על סדר זה בקביעות, משתמש בפה מחומר אטום לגמרי. Some people eat fleishig, let's say, on their table, on their wooden table, on the formica, whatever. And for milchig, they use a cover. You shouldn't use stab a cover, a mapa that could spill and go onto the table. And I should use something which is completely sealed, plastic, right? Glass, whatever people use. Yeah, you can also peel out glass on the table. Yeah, why? Because you don't want hot cereal, for example, hot, boiling hot cereal, milchig, spilling on this mapa, which is milchig, but going through to the table, which the table is flashing. And then the table is trafe. Okay?
They have the plastic heat insulation that has fibers on the bottom, so that even if you put something hot on the table, it will not burn the table.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to do with kashrus.
No, but it'll separate. It's plastic. It's flexible plastic. Kashrus. So you can clean it off.
Yeah, I know my baby has, but it doesn't do with kashrus. Yeah, you should not eat on the same table to change it to today. I'm eating hot fleishigs on here, and tomorrow I'm eating hot milchigs on this table. Not good. You have So that's what we said before. Mats are also okay if you have different ones for milchigs and fleishigs. Mats are great. They're beautiful. And Maya. Mapiyot shulchan mibad. Or mapiyonei niyar. Chubah lakpid al shimush. Bahem lachalubim. Lachalavi ומסרים ונפרד. אכן, אחר ארוחה, מתעמיקו מגוזיקי עודי, נתן לכם לארוחה שונה. Yeah. You can use the same napkin from milk to fleshing. Just you have to make sure that it's clean. For example, a guest didn't come and there was one or two napkins which were not used. Yeah. And now, for Shalashur, he's eating milk. You can use the same napkin. Just make sure that there's no meat on it, or the opposite. And if there is, you wash it well, and you check that there's nothing on it, you can use it then to change it to milk and fleishigs, the napkins.
You know, it's interesting what you're saying about all the mapa, the separation.
Yeah.
Because in the Torah, there's a lot, I never thought about it till now. In the Torah, they talk about how we look, clothing, kippah, tzitzis, all that stuff. Which also is a separation, from the world. Right. It's very interesting that we're using that same concept here in terms of how we eat.
But here it's a separation between two kosher things.
Yeah.
Kosher meat and kosher mix it, not good. Yeah. Yeah. You're allowed to wash napkins and tablecloths that were used for milchig and fleishig in the same washer machine, in the same wash. You have two mapot. One was used for milchig and it's dirty with milk. The other one's used for fleishig and it's dirty with meat. You're allowed to wash it. It's not considered cooking the meat and milk together.
Right, but don't mix red and white together or your wife will kill you.
Well, if she doesn't, don't kill her.
Tell you what happens. Why? This is the name Shevet Akati. Who wrote Shevet Akati?
What?
Gos. Avkehat Gos. Lewa. He says why? Since he used Avkat Pisa.
Oh, we call it
custom. Yeah, and also mevutal b'shishi. It's not considered. Yeah.
Because
Mimlacha, kli lemelach shulchanim, salt shakers. מטבח כשר יש לאחד בו ממלאכות שונות ומזוהות לשימוש לחלבים ובשרים בנפרד. You should have two different salt shakers for halavi and besari. Why? And even if they're closed ones, השונים ממלאכות ראוי שיהיה בולד, שבי different. That you see, obvious that this is halavi and this is besari. One is red tap and one is blue tap. Yeah. That's good to have. If you don't have, I have one salt shaker in my house. Yeah, but that's just for the table. I don't use it in my cooking. The table. Yeah. And if otherwise, I have a box that's closed. But what's the problem? That you take your hand. Sometimes you were cooking something meat. Take your hand. Take with your finger. Mm-hmm. I don't use my finger. Then I have a spoon. But let's say a person uses his finger, and then he made it besari. And then that can be a different meal. He wants to cook something milchiks, and he takes his hand and he's using now this besari, and he puts it in the chalavi.
No.
Do you use hands for salt?
A lot of people, they take a pinch. You do with the finger.
How do you know the spoon what a pinch is?
I do with a spoon. I have a spoon always in the.
But after you have to do it, they tell you not to touch the salt. It's Shulchan Aruch.
Can?
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Naga, Madan Melech, Madan Naga Bemelech, Chayav Tishah, and you tell your dimes.
I want to see. Shaka.
But if you
use
a shaker, you're not using your hands.
Yeah, so shaker, the problem with the shaker is here. If you open it, yeah.
They're political problems, shakers.
the boycott, disinvestment, and sanctions grub? Or whatever it is?
The shaker.
Problem with the shaker, what?
Zaya is the problem.
Right, because everyone knows that salt, unless you put some rice in it, what happens?
Cakes together.
Right, because it gets wet. Yeah. So, how does it get wet? How does stuff go inside?
It's hydrophilic.
So, when you shake it over a hot pot, all the steam, the very hot steam, goes inside, and it makes it whatever the steam is. If the steam comes from a milchik pot, it's milchik. From a milchik dish, it's milchik. It comes from a fleishik food, because it comes fleishik. Therefore, if you have only one salt shaker, you don't use it. I have only one salt shaker. I don't use it to shake into the pot. You don't use the shaker into the pot. What do? You use the other one from the box with the spoon. Like I just told you. Like I do at home.
It's best to have two different types of spoons. One for dairy and one for meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also that's good. The chum, because it comes in the air. But yeah.
And they have different measuring sizes. So everything from the pinch all the way up.
So if I've been doing that, hands and the salt and the steam, should I throw everything out?
The food, no. But the salt get a different thing of salt.
Get a different thing of salt.
Yeah.
But for tortillas,
the food, you know, can't say, oh, it wasn't kosher.
Right.
We just don't want it to cause problems, but you don't know that there was a problem either.
Right.
But the salt could be you touched and everything, so that's a.
But the question about tortillas Shadayan for salt.
I didn't know that's what Yaakov said.
Mm-hmm. For tilas shidayim for salt, mm-hmm. When you're doing the challah, when you're making the mosi in the challah, you normally have salt on the cutting board.
Why?
So you can dip your bread in for
right,
shabbos.
That's a mistake a lot of people do. Best thing to have a little bowl for the salt.
Or a shaker just to shake onto the.
What we do at home is we take a shaker, put a little bit of salt on the plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
the person who does the hamotzi puts a little salt on his plate, takes the bread, holds it on their own plate. You know, so the salt is there. We put the food on. You have more salt on the platter for the food. You know, big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you have it on the cutting board or on the, you have a problem because it's written in the Zohar, if salt poured on the table causes machlokot.
Causes.
Machlokot. Just devices, different arguments.
Okay. If salt spilled on the table?
Yeah.
Yeah? You will put salt on the table. So.
And that's a big, stupid mistake. Because it's a form of misunderstanding of, in the Torah, it says that we should always have all the korbanot on the altar, there should always be salt on the altar for the korbanot. And since the table is like an altar, they put salt on the table. And they don't understand what's being written at all. And this is what minhag is, a very problematic minhag.
Yeah, I put it on the tray on the cutting board.
Yeah, but if it gets falls off the tray onto the table, which happens often, so you move a tray or some kids horse around and it gets enough. It's best to put on the plate and come out of it. Or have a little salt on the dish.
Okay, that's the solution then.
That's too much safer alternatives. Also, somebody accidentally puts a paw down there, gotta go.
Yeah, I'm having a big problem with those.
I'm not
talking about the forefoot, but two foot paws.
No, I'm talking about the four paws.
Kli ha-meshamesh le-sukkar.
Give us some chili pepper.
If you have a kli, right, that you hold sugar in it, chobar ha-kli ha-kisuyo, it should keep it closed. Mm-hmm. And you should have a spoon in it. Always have a spoon in it. And then you use it with the spoon. And you don't mix with the spoon. Everyone knows you don't mix sugar, right, with the spoon that you use in order to take it out. You take sugar, you put it in, and you take a different spoon and you mix. Otherwise, you put wet, and the sugar all becomes...
Then why is the spoon downstairs in the sugar container constantly?
It says explicitly not to mix with it.
There's a time not to mix. There's separate spoons.
Separate spoons, we're mixing.
I know. Every time I go down there, it's a wet spoon.
So you stand there...
Someone licked it.
And catch them.
Yeah, okay. If you use tachlifei sukkar, what's tachlifei sukkar? All these, all these dangerous things.
Artificial sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners. Poison.
Poison. Yeah. All these words are correct.
The only safe tachlif sukkar is stevia.
Stevia, right.
All the others are poisonous.
Stevia is sweeter
than sugar. Lethal, poisonous.
Splenda is made with economica.
Ooh.
They tell you it's with sugar, but they don't tell you that it's sugar mixed with economica.
I don't know, I don't need sugars. Well, that's it. Yeah. Anyways.
Aspartame is on the
sugar. Also, make sure you use the
acids. Explode your brain.
It's kelim. Literally. But with the sugar, you have to keep them clean. Because sometimes you put it in a tea after... Mm-hmm. After a fleshing meal or something, use it in your coffee. Keep up the kli, and then when you take out that little little round sugar.
Poison. Sugar shaker.
Huh?
It's a sugar shaker.
It's a sugar shaker, right? Okay. Karkanim ubagbukei shtiya.
Do you need a separate sugar shaker?
No, as long as you don't put it directly on the milchik, something milchik.
Spoon.
Use a spoon.
Same thing with
you
honey.
Have a spoon, so don't use it directly at the milk.
No, for honey.
Honey.
You can put either a. Can you put either a milk spoon or a dairy spoon? Milk or meat spoon in if it's clean, dry, and cold.
Yes. It's 100% clean, no problem. קנקן או בקבוק המשתמשים בשביל פעם מלבד מותרים בשימוש בכל ארוחה שאם תשע מקפידים על הקיונה והחקתם בקרבת מאכל חלבי או בשרי. If you have a pitcher, right? A pitcher, you use juice, you don't put milk in it, you don't put flesh in it, you put juice or water in it, right? And by you can use it on a milk table, you can use it on a flesh table. The only thing is, to be careful that it's clean when you put it onto the table, that the outside should be clean. Set up. The outside should be clean. You put it on a flashing table, so there's a splatter, splash on it. So you have to make sure it's clean afterwards before you serve it to a milchig meal. And if this pitcher is used for milchig things, for example, for choco or whatever, cocoa, right? Had chocolate milk and stuff like that. You should not use it for milk for flashing meal unless you wash it well. Yeah. And then if you use it for par, and also on a flesh, if you washed it well. That's all if it's cold. And if it's hot, they have pitchers, like it's not a pitcher, it's like it's like from ceramic. Like tea things. Let's say a person decides
like a tea kettle.
Right, like a tea kettle, exactly. He wants to make he doesn't call it a tea kettle, he calls it a hot cocoa kettle. And he makes hot cocoa in it, hot. That you don't serve at a fleshing meal, even though whatever it will be in it is cold, You don't serve with it after the milching.
If you have a parv tea kettle and your kids add hot cocoa to it, which is parv,
so then
how do you clean it?
I don't know. I don't know. Only kashrus I know.
No, I mean, is it? Well, no.
If it's parv, it's parv.
Okay.
We put hot cocoa into it?
Yep. I was rather upset.
Is it milk cocoa? Milk?
I don't know.
It's a difference.
So you said it's parv.
I thought it was parv. I'm not sure. I hope it's parv.
If it's parv, there's no problem. It's not
even
parv,
if it's milchig, you can wash it with hot, you can't do it with hot water. That's the problem. If you make it milchig, you have to wash it with those brushes, the bottle brushes, mm-hmm. and make sure that it's clean with a lot of water, pressure water. Yeah. Okay. Last thing, baby bottles. They should be separate also from milchig, fleshing, and parv. And what's very important is to have separate bottle brushes. Like a lot of you do with hot water. It shouldn't be chalavim, but sorry.
You give your baby flesh of drink?
Yeah, people give them soup, I don't know.
Bottle?
I don't know, my kids don't drink from bottles. I don't know. You gave your kids bottles? I don't know. That's sometimes they
get something. You have to give them water on top of the nursing. Otherwise.
Yeah, but just water. Not like I don't put any stimulant in garbage in it. Baruch Hashem, we need to.
Oh, that's the other thing. You have to be really careful with formula. Mm-hmm. It has to have a really good hexer because.
And the spoils quickly too. Be careful.
They use pig enzymes for baby formula.
One thing I can tell you. Anything dairy is not good for your kid. If it has dairy in it, it's probably not so good for your kid.
Also, you should know
the baby doesn't digest. Kids don't. People, humans in general, don't digest very well dairy. A lot of people are very.
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah, a lot of people. Some people are not so agish. But kids, right? I also didn't know about. But kids, very young age, it's very hard to digest. What, like a year old?
No,
it's a baby. I think a baby drinks the Similac and all the artificial if the mother can't nurse or doesn't want to nurse. So chalavi is not the best thing. They have parv, who knows?
They did a study and found out that every day that the mother nurses with the child has better immune system.
Yeah, everyone knows that. But some mothers can't. Some mothers can't nurse for various reasons. Maybe emotionally, why not? So physically, they can't.
Dargumachim with mother's milk.
Also,
some women have to work.
Priority. Kids are priority over work.
Tell that to the grocery store.
They can do whatever. I don't give advice to anyone. People, only if they ask. If someone asks, I'll tell them. Baruch Hashem, my wife nurses all the kids. Baruch Hashem, she can't.